those of you here who are thinking about going to college next year.
And El Stro.
You didn't talk to me about those who are thinking of learning Prolog. But those who are thinking of going to college next year, there's an important, very important YU meeting today at 1:45. Is that right? A quarter to two. And we will have Chidushim Shir at 3 o'clock. I noticed that there were a couple of guys last week who didn't come. I expect everybody to come unless there's something that's important that you can't come. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to solidify the things that we've done in the sources and to try Be'ezer Hashem advance them. Okay, so that's at 3 o'clock, Be'ezer Hashem. All right. We have some fun work over here. Yesterday we had begun Tosis's Kash and Dibar Maskel Bria Ba'al Makana. That Tosis had asked that it seems Beferish from two Gemaras later on, Daf Tes and Daf Yud, that the halacha is that Ria is not Kona. So why in the world would you have a Hava Mina that Ria would be Kona? That's Tosis's Kash. Let's see it again inside. Afa Gabli Koni Masnis and Ros Hamitziyah Ba'amal Chaver Kenei Li. To lokana v'riya. So that's kasha number one. Rebbe say the word afagav is often the lashon of the kasha, even though it's the lashon of the kasha. That's kasha number one. V'chein ros hamitziyah v'nafala k'tani nami d'lokani. Also later on, someone saw a mitziyah and he fell on it. You're also not koni. Ikal mitzvah, you could be matzvah. Kima domer t'neili. Oshenafala goli daita d'lonichala d'mikniyat shigia liyado. And over there he did an action that undid Re'ia. You know, if you got stuck exactly how this works, it's not crazy. But Mashal Ma Davidome is the halach of the following. We pass in mitzvahs ein srichos kavana. I'm giving you as a mashal. That the halach, we pass in that mitzvahs don't need kavana. In other words, that bid the eved, if you did a mitzvah shalom in kavana, you'll still be yotzei. But what happens if you have kavana not to be yotzei? So then in such a case, then you're not yotze. Everybody follow? In other words, even though it's not ma'ake, but if you have das kenegdon, then it doesn't work. So too over here, Tosis is saying, if you have das kenegdon, not to be koneh with re'iyah, then in such a case, it's not going to work. In other words, Tosis is introducing the idea from those Gemaras, it's not a proof at all that re'iyah not be koneh. Now obviously, what's the weakness of Tosis's pshat? What's difficult in Tosis's pshat? What would be difficult? Yes, Shema?
It's not definite that somebody's giving up his mindset to acquire a kesuvah.
Okay, that's what the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, how do we know that this guy had negative das? Correct. That's the Ramban's argument. That's true. But there's something even a little bit more basic. And that is to say that the Gemara, that really the halacha is a Ria is Kona. Really, and we have no Makoros that tells that Ria is Kona. And the only case, except for Shnayim Oksim Metalis, where it's Umatzasiyah, and okay, so Umatzasiyah might mean Riyasiyah, all of the cases would. But no, the simple reading of all the Gemaras is that Ria is not Kona. So Tosis has to turn everything on his head. Tosis has to say, no, all those Gemaras Ria is Konin. And every single case was Das Kenegdan. That's a wild Chiddush that Tosis needs to say. To be Matzdik our Havamina the Gemara. That really, Ria, you would have thought in all those cases Ria was Konin. And there it's talking about there is Das Kenegdan. We have no Makoros that tells Ria is Konin or not, right? The only two Makaros we have seem to say that Re'iyah is not Kona. So Tosis needs to go like this. Tosis says, no, those two cases where it seems that Re'iyah wasn't Kona, that's only because Das Kenegdan. It's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush that Tosis is saying. So Tosis' pshat is not necessarily the idyllic pshat. Okay. Let's take a look and see how the Ramban begins to take apart Tosis's Kasha. Now, this Ramban I want you to go over tomorrow in Seder, the whole Ramban from the beginning and end. After you do, Chazara on the whole week. And if you don't get to it tomorrow in Seder, so then you'll do it in Mirtzo Hashem over Shabbos. The Talmidim came over to me and it was a siman that they were learning because they said they got stuck in the Ramban. If you get stuck in such a Ramban, this is, for some of you, it's the first time you're really reading a Ramban from the beginning to the end. Ramesha and I also said we're not sure we can read the Ramban. So this is not an easy Ramban. Ramban in general, his language is quite difficult. So it's okay if you got stuck. We're not going to be able to go through the whole Ramban from the beginning to end, but we'll take out a couple pieces. But I want you, for those of you who already understood the rest of the week's shiur, I want you to read the Ramban beginning to end, and tomorrow in Seder, and in future days in the afternoons, if you want to go over with me, we saw the Ramban doesn't like Tosis's Teretz. Says the Ramban in the end of Dibar Maskel Hava Mina, he says, Ela ba'adba v'lo doik, v'chi yanichenu sham v'yelech lo. The Ramban, what he's doing over here, when he says v'lo doik, is that Tosis is not meduyek. That Tosis says, the goli daita delo nichale, says the Ramban, it's not meduyek, v'chi yanichenu sham v'yelech lo. Do you expect him to go there and get it? In other words, really the guy does want to be Conan. The fact that he sent him there is just because he wants the guy to get it for him. That's the only reason why he sent there. It's not mashma from the Gemara. Tosis is dechia. That there was a das connect done. Says Ramban, how do you know that there was a das connect done altogether? Yes, Kedai.
But if that's true, then why does the mission continue to say that the other guy can make a the Zachabah, the guy claims for himself. They're not saying that Riyah is really is a good Kenyan.
Okay.
Why is the other guy able to say that he wants it for himself? The guy already made it for Riyah.
Maybe what we're going to say later on will answer your question. Okay? Let's see. Continues the Ramban. V'ikon the Mefarki. Some give the following teretz. Now, you tell me who said this teretz because the Ramban said it, was inspired by the Ramban. You'll tell me in a moment. The way I said it to Yisrael in Seder is not correct. I'm going to change my mind. Since it's not a whole Mishnah that's coming to tell us this, so the Ramban says like this, you don't need a whole Mishnah. We're not learning that Re'iyah is not Kona through a whole Mishnah, and then we have another Mishnah that tells us the same thing. No, the Mishnah on Tesam Ebeis telling us that Re'iyah is not Kona. And here, it doesn't say a Mishnah Yaseira. There it's a whole Mishnah. Here it's a Remez Ba'alma. It's just a hint to it from the word Umitzasiya. Hasula Mali. It's not like that there are two Mishnahs. Bezam and Aleph tells us Riyah is not Kona. Tesam and Bez tells you Riyah is not Kona. No. Here, Milsa Gavorche Kamashon. Our Mishnah is talking about Shnai Mochsa Metal. It's not talking about Riyah. The Arche, Ditana, who la'akim, Bez Vishalosh Tevis, Kedei Le'ashmenu Din Echad, and it's the Derech of the Tana, through a remez to teach you something, even though there's another Mishnah later on that's going to say it. When do we say a Tana won't repeat himself? He won't repeat a whole sentence. But a remez, matzasiyah, means re'isiyah, v'chulei, 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 so that the Tana will sometimes make a remez to. Now this is a big problem, Rabosai, that the Tana needs to take care of. And that is that there are some boys who learn seriously. By the way, you look at a lot of the Gemaras of Talmidim, Dav Beis, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalet, Dav Beis, Dav Vav. They're all, you know, they're filled in. You know, there's underlines and there's words, and then the rest of the Sechta is empty. Even myself. It's empty when it gets to Elam Metzias is empty. Perikamafki, there's a little. Hazav, a little. But all the writing is in the first few Dapim. So what's going to happen? So they're going to be Talmidim. That are all they're going to learn is the first few things, and they're never going to know the halacha that Riyah is not Kona. So the Tana, if he could be remez, take away that mistake, so then that's what he'll do. He'll try beremez to remove that problem. So That's what the Ramban says is a possible teretz. However, he says that according to somebody, it's not going to work. According to somebody, it's not going to work. If you remember yesterday, we saw the Ritva. Let's take a look now at the Ritva. We're going to come back. We're going to toggle from the Ramban and the Ritva. Let's take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva said, V'nira d'lo kasha al Rashi. The Ritva said, it's not a question on Rashi. Why does the Ritva single out specifically Rashi? According to many Rishonim, what the Tosis's Teretz is going to do is going to be Miyashev according to Rashi. And I have to give you a hint that we didn't see that Rashi yet. We worked on other Rashis, but we didn't see the Rashi. Why did the Ritva ask to ask according to Rashi? It's a kasha between two Gemaras. Who could tell me why the Ritva asks Tosis's question on Rashi? Why Dafka is Rashi difficult? I remember yesterday we saw this teretz of the Ramban in the Ritva. That maybe it could be that Daf Beis, he wants to make sure you don't make a mistake until you get to Daf Tes. Because what happens is the guys leave in January, that's it, they never got to Daf Tes. Once upon a time, by January, you got to Daf Chaf. Yeah?
Because Rashi says that you can't learn from the Mishnah Ten of Zet that.
Where do you see that in Rashi?
Rashi says that our Mishnah, there's no other Tana that teaches.
Beautiful, but not outside Yisrael, on the page. Everything on the page. And Ad Kedei Kach, that I didn't underline this Rashi in the past, I'm going to underline it myself while we're learning together. And right on the side, V'ayin B'Ramban. It's not on the side of my... Go ahead. Everybody, Ad Kedei Maskel, V'am Diktoni Mitzasiyah. So let's read slowly. We really didn't make a laning yet on this Rashi. Go ahead. Rabbosai, how do you read the base chaf mem? I'm asking, I'm not saying. Bechol makom, bekama mekomos, how do you read it? Anybody have it opened up? Anybody opened up this Rashi? Bekama mekomos? Okay, bekama mekomos, shishaninu. Shamotzi mitzia kanu. Okay, go ahead.
I would think that from just learning those places that I'm kona mitzia at the time that I see it. The lowest meaning of shum tana, the low kani la, elevagva. Because you don't find one tana that teaches us that the only way to acquire mitzia is elevagva. Therefore, here we had to learn this ruling to teach us the rest of the cases with this Mishnah Yisera.
Now, Rabbosai, could you explain to me why the Ritva says it's a kasha dafka on Rashi? Why did the Ritva say that Tosis is kasha? Tosis doesn't spell this out. But why did the Ritva say that this kasha is specifically against Rashi? Expect more people to answer this. I'm surprised. For those of you who are sitting on the porch at 11:30, who are learning very well, if you can't answer this question, unless you needed a break. Some people need a break, that's normal. But if you were just stam, not that you decide you need a break, but you saw one of your friends on the porch and you sat with them, and you can't answer this question, then you shouldn't have been sitting on the porch. Shouldn't have been sitting at 11:30 on the porch. Yeah, go ahead, Ori.
Kasha on the Ramban, or Rashi is a problem with the Ramban, because the Ramban says the goal in this Mishnah is not to teach. Like the goal here, we're
there. You got to work it through. Work it through.
The goal here.
That is a pshat point, but it's an important pshat point. It's basic. We're not at the lumdus yet. But if you don't have the pshat points clear, then the lumdus is not... lumdus is very important, but you got to have the pshat points clear. Go ahead, Ori.
The goal here is not to teach that Riyah is not kani. The goal in those two Mishnahs and Daf Tes, that was the goal. Here it was just not a side point, but Derech, what is it, Agaborcha. But Rashi's saying that the main point here is to get Riyah lo kani. That this extra Mishnah...
I think you're in the right direction, but you're not saying it right. You're not saying it right. whoever's going to try to answer afterwards, you have to say it clearly. I'm not going to, because Ori already was in the right direction, but I want you to say it right. You have to say it right. Nate, you want to try to say it right? But I'm going to be a little tough. So you got to say it right. Moshe?
Rashi says that over here is a Mishneh Seir, but it's not Mishneh Seir, it's Rebbe's Ba'alma. Because we can learn how to hear that from the Mishneh Seir.
More basic. Guys, I'm missing, I think, the basic point. Lo Ashme'inon Shum Tana. Rashi says there's no source in the world that says that the only thing that's Kone B'Metzia is Bahadba. And Re'iya is not Kone. There's no source that says Riyah is not Kone. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, Shmer, Rashi is difficult because there's a Mishnah later on that says that Riyah is not Kone, only when you pick it up. So what does Tosis got to do? Tosis got to jump through a hoop. He's got to say, no, that Mishnah didn't say that, because that Mishnah was talking about a case where he was Megaladas, they didn't want through Riyah. Why does Tosis jump through such a hoop? Because Rashi created that problem. And that's why the Ritva said, Kasha l'Rashi. According to Rashi, you need to create this Dechiyah. However, what was the Ramban's Teretz? Rabosa, you tell me, scream out to me, what was the Ramban's Teretz to the Kasha? Milsag of Urche. The Ramban will concede that the Mishnah Daftes says it. But our Mishnah already wants to teach you beforehand because of the Talmidim that don't learn enough Dapim. So the Mishnah already wants to make sure that that's taken care of. And so our Mishnah took care of that. But according to Rashi, you can't say that. Why can't you say that according to Rashi? Because Rashi said there's no Tana. It's Geschmack. I never realized this. I've done Bar Mitzvah a few times. And I didn't realize this point. Only this time. Every time you realize something new. And now you'll see that that's what the Ramban is saying. Take a look. Let's continue on in the Ramban. Where the Ramban says, he brings a raya from Yevamis. If you got stuck on this, it's okay. The Daf Yomi didn't get to Yevamis, so no one's expecting you to know Yevamis. So the Ramban comes along, and the Ramban says, and in Yevamis we see ideas like this, that the Tana learns Agav Orche. And he continues. Look on together. He continues skipping those lines. Avo Rashi Kasav. Now we know why the Ritva said L'Rashi. When you see the Ritva asking L'Rashi, you have to say, why do you ask according to Rashi? Tesis didn't say it was according to Rashi. The answer is that you have another Teretz that would work, that the Ramban gives, that does not work, Aliba de Rashi. And that's what the Ramban is referring to. And the Ritva, because he's the grand Talmud of the Ramban, already put that in. The Ritva said this whole point at the same point that the Ramban took longer to say. I was fighting with some of the older Talmidim today that I said that the Ramban writes very differently than the other Rishonim, because the other Rishonim had already the Ramban and they crunch what the Ramban already said. So, but the Ramban fears it always. The Ramban develops it. The Ramban says like this, Avo Rashi Kasav Delosh Min Shum Tan Lo Kani Mitzir. So when the Ritva asked the Kasha, the Ritva said, he's asking the Kasha Liba the Rashi. Says the Ramban, my Teretz does not work according to Rashi. Avo Rashi Kasav Delosh Min Shum Tan Lo Kani Mitzir El Bagbo. Uledvarov, and according to his pshat, Hadik Tani Rasa Mitzir Yesh Lefaresh Bishirah Shneim Oa Echad Kodem. That really one of them saw it. And really it should be Kone. But the Salka Daita Chamina Kiva Domer Tznei Von Notla Manas Nite No Goli Daita Delo Michale. So now the Ramban says, according to Rashi, you can't give the pshat that I said above the Ika de Mefarke. And what's the Teretz that the Ramban gives? The Ramban gives the Teretz of Taisvis. And that is the idea that he's Migaladas, that he doesn't want to be Kone. Now the Ramban himself is going to give his own pshat, Ula Didi. He's going to give his own pshat, but the Ramban over here gives Tosis his pshat. So what we have so far are two pshatim, and the Ramban points out that, why does Tosis have to jump through the hoops? Because Rashi created that problem. Now, Tosas didn't say that he was talking Bidas Rashi, but Tosas doesn't say that he's talking Bidas Rashi, but nevertheless, L'chura, there is a simple answer that the Ritva alluded to, but according to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult. That's why the Ritva asks specifically Bidas Rashi. However, the Ritva thinks that this answer could work even according to Rashi. Take a look back into the Ritva. Now, again, I said we're going to toggle back and forth between the Ramban and the Ritva. Vinira says the Ritva, Delo kasha Rashi, Tahachi kamar, Dahi shaita diktani tana hachani mitzasiya, Akati lo ashminon shum tana. We still didn't learn any Tana, the Mitzia lo Melkanya Beriya, the Masin da Yerok, Rosasia Katalo Isanya. The Ritva says differently than the Ramban. The Ramban had already said that according to Rashi, his teretz doesn't work. Says the Ritva, well, when Rashi said lo Ashmin and Shum Tana, he means up until now. Up until now. The question is, what is up until now? By Maven Yavin Taisus said that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't learn the Mishnah is in order. Taisus could have learned about Mitzia first, the good in the first Masechta. But whatever we've learned up until now, presumably about Mitzia wasn't the first Masechta, whatever we've learned up until now, we didn't learn the halacha of someone who's Rochev and he finds a Mitzia. So for that, that's what Rashi means. The Ramban didn't assume that way, and the Ramban assumes that you have to go with Tosfos' teretz and to be matchik. There was goli daita like mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. Da 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 da. There's goli daita not to be kind. Very pirish, and then he gives the pshat that that the Ramban originally had suggested. Da afgav da shmina tano. That the Tana works in this general way. The Ramban's ultimate pshat, let's continue on in the Ramban. The Ramban's ultimate pshat is the following. Uladidi mashma. And according to me, skipping down a little bit more in the Ramban. This that we would have thought that Riyah itself is Kona? Mishma. Shum the Lishna the Masnisan have a mashmal on Hachi. Because the Lishna of the Mishnah is mashma this way. Mishum the Ktani mitzasiya velo Ktani hagbase. Says the Ramban, even though there's a Mishnah later on, the point is that the word mitzase is a striking Lashem. Why didn't we say hagbase? And people, Ba'alma, use the expression Matzasiya Azrisiya. By the way, the Talmidim were masbir to me. They answered a tzarachin that he had before. That people would have thought the halacha as incorrect, since we use the term Matzasiya for Risiya. We use them synonymously. That even though the Torah says that that's not true, and we know that Chazal taught us that Matzasiya means that you have to pick it up, but since people in Eretz Yisrael and Babel understood Mitzasiya as being Risiya, you might have made a mistake and think Risiya is Kona. Kamash Malon Kula Shali, that Kula Shali is coming to tell you no, that has to come to your hand. So says the Ramban, we would have, that impression is so strong. Why? Because why did the Mishnah use the word Mitzasiya, not Hagbase? So that's why, says the Ramban, even though there's a Mishnah later on, we might have thought differently. And he explains, Va'afa gav diktani nekaman delo kana beriya, hava mina haitana poligalea. If the Tana went out of his way to use the word mitzasiya, not agbase, maybe it's a machlekes mishnayis. V'salver diktani beriya. Rabosai, is Ramban going bidas Rashi or not? Is he going to das Rashi? Yes, Moshe?
No.
Because Rashi said, Lo matzinu shum tana, unless you give the Ritva's dechia. But the Ramban doesn't think that dechia is correct. That he's not going to das Rashi. Ramban is saying that we would have thought it's machlokas mishnayis, so we don't want anybody to get such an idea about Ri'iya. So, The next Tosas in Dibra Maskel, the Bria Balma Lo Kani, is a very, very dramatic Tosas. Very, very beautiful Tosas. But before we do that, I'm not sure if it's going to be connected to this Tosas or not. I want to share with you, Lee exploded my morning. Mamish exploded it. Listen to this Diok Rabosai. I have no idea whether it's right, it's wrong, it's crazy.
Has anybody ever accused you of being crazy?
Okay, this is the first time. It's crazy, it's changing, it might change the Olam HaTorah forever. I'm not sure. But this is a very, very fascinating view. Lee comes along and he points out that Rashi in Dibra HaMaskel Beriah Kani. Now, before we go on, what do the words Beriah Kani and Rashi in that Dibra HaMaskel, what does that correspond to in the Gemara? The second Rashi that we all got stuck, what does Rashi mean? Midiktani Yachloku? What does that correspond to Beriah Kani? What's it correspond to in the Gemara? Ria Baal Makani. Comes along, Daniel is mechaving to Lee, and he says, Rashi does not use the word Baalma. He just says, Beria Kani. You just use the word Beria Kani. Now, Bosai, let's turn off the recorders for a minute and just spend a minute thinking about the implication. Paragraph, Ikashalom.
By using this paragraph?
No, what does Rabban mean? Yes, Izzy?
Is he like some relationship to like the object outside of just looking at it? Not just looking at it, you're also taking care of it. So therefore, it's easier for you to make, you're already like, it's like a supposed code, I don't know, but it's almost like a supposed code where you're already taking care of it, so just looking at it, is enough to
code it. So you create a monster already, Baruch Hashem. It's trying to use the svaris that I said before. Truth is, I'd like to come back to some of those svaris. You're right, that's, I think that here it's relevant. But you need to explain to me what, I think, the famous Talmud from Rav Soloveitchik, that if a person tries to use a svara, if this, then he'd be merciless on them. So, I think it's one of those cases, he'd be very, very tough. You're taking a svara that I said earlier, which, by the way, I need to develop more, which I'd be fine more with Rav Moshe, which I'm going to come back to. Maybe only next Wednesday by Chidushim Shir, but I'm going to come back to Bli Neder. And I don't know if you yourself know how you're using it.
No, I didn't want to use it like as a concept, but like as.
So explain. Then talk to me about the Ramban.
So the fact that he's washing the object is in itself like it already makes it easier to be calling it one if he wants to.
Why?
Because he's washing it, taking care of it. So that already in itself is.
Okay.
It's not as like, crazy to say that just by looking at it.
Okay. So I saw that the Nachlas David sharpens the Ramban Svara without saying the Ramban's name. Everybody take a look. Right? This is our Achron that we like. While they're turning there on page Vav in the red edition. It's Tosas Dibra Maskel de Beriya. Vahad Amrina. And someone scream out where it is in the brown edition towards the back. On the red edition, it's Vav in the second column. Daniel, what do you want to say?
I want to say, since there's halacha and achrayis, so halacha already has a...
Why should that make a difference vis-a-vis kinyan?
Because he already has a status halachically towards the object. So to make a kinyan on something that becomes hefker is much less far-fetched to say someone will just make a kinyan on something that has nothing to do with it.
Why should that he, the halachic status of shomer affect his ability as a kinyan?
For example, let's say someone's a shomer with an object in their boshaya, so they have to pay for it. And the animal comes in, his.
And then now you're using
it's
a
already
again.
In his
Mayin Shmita Itzarsina.
It's already
you're saying a general mashal without refining the logic. You're right. Daniel's pointing out that there are halachos that shomer is kona behema, right? You had such an idea. If he pays the gefel, you had an amafkid.
Okay.
Mazel tov. So what? Why should I make a difference? What I want to teach you to do, Daniel, is to say svaros that are much more airtight than what you're saying. The idea needs to be much more concrete than just, it's not, you know, oh, we see a similar type of idea. When I even gave, and I was careful to say a moshel, a mitzvah svichas kavana, I only said it was a moshel, but that was much more airtight than the idea that you're doing. There you see, das kenegdon works. Say, here you see, by kinyan, das kenegdon works. By the way, it's even stronger. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't see how your case is shown. Where is it? Yisrael?
How could Tosfos say that it's not a case of a bata kona? The Gemara itself says that. This Manamar says it's because it's...
Very good, very good. Yisrael's asking another question I haven't addressed. How could Tosfos say that he was Godar, since he did a Geder, then you're going to be kona? At the end of the day, the Gemara says that it's habata. So Vamim and Yavin Yesh Lachkar. Is Tosfos saying the Kinyan is the Geder? Or Tosfos saying the Geder Katan allows habata to work? Minastam, it's the second possibility, and that answers your question. Minastam, but maybe not. But let's say go to Nachas David. V'hadar mirin ba'bayis v'aliyah da'bot v'k after koine. Hayinu shasa ma'isa koldu. V'vrem t'chukim ma'od. So Nachas David, see, Mamish, we think a little bit along the lines of the Nachas David. And you don't need to be a Nachas David to think along these lines. He says, Tosas, there is d'chuk ma'od. The ma'isa man d'kar shmei. He did a ma'isa in the Gemara. Where does it say it? Avo be'emes, look at this brilliant Nachas David. Again, Nachas David, no fancy svaras, just to know the sheet as well. Says Nachas David like this, Al be'emes lo kashim inu l'fimash kosa rashi shom. Desvirale habota v'kanya be'efker, ho'u v'dover toreachu v'al yodo nishmar v'daito l'kach. So first of all, the Nachas David points out that Rashi says the svara, or something similar to the svara that we had in the Rabban over there on Kuf Yud Ches. Haresh and Mefaresh, Habata Shemabit Olav L'Shomra. The key part over there is that he's gazing at it to watch it. V'chein Kos Hashom L'Ilmine. And he claims it's Rashi left and right. Usfira Lein L'Rashi, skipping down a line where he quotes Rashi's left and right. David, stand up. Make me regret this. The Sphere Leila Rashi, the Dafka Hecha Shehu, Shomro Ayideh Abatoso, O Kanya Oz Kanya Behefgir. So, first of all, awesome. The Nachlas David was Mechavein to the Ramban. And he sees that Rashi himself says it. So, the Ramban, Teretz, the Nachlas David claims is Mefurish in Rashi later on. Continue. Howl v'dover toreachu. Masha'enke riba'alma lo kani klal. Can anybody... Now, the Nachas David didn't crunch it. Can anybody try to crunch what the Nachas David svar is? That there it's a shomer, it's different. Why? Because there is a shomer, is it different? What does he mean by that? That there it's a shomer, it's different?
Maybe you could use...
No maybes.
You could use the svara of Re'iyah Ba'alma. The fact that Rashi changes up to an actual Re'iyah, he's changing it. Re'iyah Alma is just a general theme, but over here it's not, because you've already been watching it the whole time.
Beautiful. So why should that make a difference?
So it makes a difference because a normal Re'iyah Ba'alma is something that you haven't been, you set your eye on it, right? You look at it and say, oh, I just looked at it and now it's mine. But over here, you've been watching it the whole entire time. So since you've been watching it every time, it's not just some random looking. It's the looking that you've been doing the whole time. I've been watching it for 24 hours and now it's
good.
Mine.
Nate, very good. I think that's what he's saying. And he's going to crunch it in the Lashon Gemara. Says the Ramban, says the Nachlas David, that Shmira is different because he's constantly watching it and he's Toreach. In other words, I think what the Nachlas is saying, he doesn't use these words mamish, but it seems to me that he is his action of watching something indicates ownership. He's constantly concerned about it. He's constantly concerned about it. What's he doing? He's constantly showing his concern and his shmira on this object, adds Nate. In contrast to Stam, someone who just sees something in the street. That doesn't indicate ownership. And the Nachas David, I said, I'm adding a draft. The Nachas David seems to differentiate between someone who's doing shmira, right? Whose iPod is this? So whoever's iPod this is, that person is much more likely to be shomer than someone else who it's not. Shmira is a simon of bailus, and the chiddush over here is that when you're mabit as a shomer and you want it to become yours, that's the chash, that the guy's going to want it to become yours, and it's hefker, of course, if I could be... I could, you know, chaschal be over lo sachmot by looking at the iPod, that doesn't make it mine, just to simply desire it. But it's hefker, and he's acting as the bailiff, etc., etc., etc. So then, in such a case, then he's going to be koneh. And that's the fundamental difference between our bot and our case. And the cherry on the top, says in Achlas David, is the following. Look at this. The zeo shedigdei kagemara lemeimar. And it's meduyik in the Gemara. Beri'iya ba'alma velo kamar. I would have expected him to use another word. Velo kamar habata. He says velo kamar beri'iya. Your gear says velo kamar beri'iya. He says bamshich. He says, first of all, uses the term Berea Ba'alma. Lee, connected to Lee's Ba'alma. It's Tom. He's walking down the street and he notices something. He sees something in general. How does he translate the word Ba'alma? In general, he noticed something. Each other. V'gam be'emes, b'shoyrish haloshan em shein dvar nifradim. This we all should have noticed. The Gemara uses the expression habata, that means to gaze. Reminiscent of Bali Musa, the distinction of someone who's over Lo Sasuru. We'll talk here to Hashem in detail. We have to talk. We're honest men. So there's a difference between someone who gazes versus someone who just noticed. So Bali Musa say that, some say that the Yisr of Lo Sasuru, Bali Halacha too, that the Yisr of Lo Sasuru is a person who gazes for Anna, not someone who happened to have seen. Now there's another Halacha, a person supposed to watch what his eyes see. But the Yisr of Lo Sasuru is someone who gazes. So in Shnei Dvar Nifradim. So that's Habata. And this is Re'iya Ba'alma. He just noticed something. Says the Nachas Dov. That's the Teretz. So what's the Nachas Dov being Masvir? Lemia's Daiti is being Masvir, the Ramban. It works in beautifully in what the Ramban had said. And fascinating is that the Nachas Dov might not have had a Ramban. I don't know. He doesn't mention it, the Ramban. He was Medayik it. You see the difference between us and the Nachas Dov. He was Medayik, and he knew all of the Masechta from the beginning to the end. So he said, I remember what Rashi says on Kuf Yud Ches, because in Velazhin, they learned from the beginning to end. They didn't go slow in Velazhin. So they learned from the beginning to the end of the Masechta. So he remembers how he read the Gemara over there. And he says, Pasha, it's not a Kash at all. Taisit's Kash is not a Kash at all. Obviously, it's interesting. It tells us to not do that. It tells us when to jump through a hoop to answer the Kash. But this is the Nachas David's Hezber. The Das Haramba. Obviously, we have this, I wouldn't call it an elephant in the room, but Lee's Diuk is still dancing around. And the Nachas David made the Diuk, but he says that Ruria Ba'alma means that he just Stam noticed it, versus Habata. It's a beautiful Hezber, the Das Haramba. I think it's Emes Amito, the Das Haramba. There is a brilliant teretz from the great Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe was Ramesha Sokolovsky. Ramesha Sokolovsky was one of the closest Talmidim of Reb Chaim, that when Reb Chaim became Rav in Brisk, they opened up a smaller yeshiva. He was a Talmud of Reb Chaim from Volozhin. Not sure if he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin, but he was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Mibrisk. And ever since Reb Chaim of Brisk, the Olam HaTorah has become even more beautiful. Reb Chaim is the mashal I use for Reb Chaim Zatzal is the mashal that I heard that Rav Yoel Rakovsky Shlita uses from the Noam Elimelech. You can see Rav Judah Matzai Shabbos. So Rav Judah says that that he was at Lezhensk, and he ran into Rav Yoel at Lezhensk many years ago. Yeah, I heard this from him, and he said, and Rav Yoel just said the roar, just kept on repeating the words. So eventually, Rav Judah gathered up the courage. He said, "The roar. What do you mean, the roar?" So the Rebbe of Melech, the roar. So he said, "The Rebbe of all Rebbes. The Rebbe of Melech was the Rebbe of all Rebbes. The Rebbe of all of our Rabbeim in Amelus Batora in almost all of the Ashkenazic yeshivas is Reb Chaim of Rus. Every single, think of an Achron from the last 100 years that people quote, 90% of them all trace their roots to Reb Chaim. That's an awesome thing. One of Reb Chaim's great Talmidim, one of his closest Talmidim, that's not so well known, was the Imre Moshe, to the point that when Reb Chaim wanted to start a small yeshiva in Bris, he asked Reb Moshe Sokolovsky to come to say shir. Now, what's fascinating about the Imre Moshe, fascinating thing, is that the Imre Moshe wrote a sefer before he became Reb Chaim's Talmud. When he was a young man, he wrote a sefer called Meleches Yom Tov, and we use it. For anybody who learns Hilchos Yom Tov, the sefer called Meleches Yom Tov. And you mamish see what a Talmud is, because the style of the sefer Meleches Yom Tov changed entirely, his style entirely changed by the time he wrote the sefer Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe was written by the end of his life, and the Imre Moshe is one of the classic svarim of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim. And the Imre Moshe addresses our question. He also answers another couple of questions along the way. Let's take a look. Umikvar amartmi, mashikosav arashba mishnah, the shnayim ochsim. You guys remember the Rosh and the Mishnah? The Rosh and the Mishnah ask, it says, the Airi Barov Akum, that the case of shnayim ochsim betalis is talking about where there's goyim. Anybody remember why did the Rosh say that we're talking about where there's rov goyim? Scream it out. We're running out of time. Otherwise, you have a chiyuv to be Meshiv Aveda. Says the Imre Moshe, we have another teretz that kasha. V'lomo apirish da'ari achar Yeush b'metzias Yisrael. Why don't we say it's talking about after Yeush? And then you don't have to return it. V'hainu l'taretz kushyas hatosos. He says the Rosh and will answer our tosos is kasha. Let him talk. The Berea Ba'alma Lo Kasha Va'abot Abefker Kanu. He tells us, as our Gemara says, that Berea Ba'alma is not, I'm sorry, Berea Ba'alma Lo Kani, not Lo Kasha, Berea Ba'alma Lo Kani Va'abot Abefker Kani, that's the Kasha. V'hine Zevadai answers the Rei Moshe. The Afi Abota Kani, even if you can say Abota is Kani, Hainu Dafka Be'efker. It only works by Efker. There is no man the Omer that says you're Kani. Umishum de lahotzi chefes mershus acher beinen Kani chashiv yosim liknos dvar hefker. The Imre Moshe says a fascinating chidush, and he says there's a fundamental difference between being Kani from hefker. Their re'iyah would be Kani. Versus the case of where you're being kona something that belongs to somebody else. If it belongs to a guy, you're making a kinyan on something that belongs to a guy. This is going to get us into the sugya of Aveda Sakum and the Rashi that we haven't touched on yet. That when you're being kona from the guy, it's not the pshat that it's hefker, it belongs to the guy. Yet the halacha is that you could be koneh from the guy. For that, you need a stronger kinyan than a habata. But the case in Shmias, in Shkolim, is talking about something that's hefker. There, a kinyan klusha, a weak kinyan, is enough to be koneh. And that's the teretz to Tosis' kasha. Tosis' kasha was, how could it be that habata's koneh over there? There you're being koneh from hefker. Then Re'iyah's koneh. Not the Ramban's chiluk between habata and Re'iyah, when it comes to Shomer, that Shomer is different. No. Re'iyah Ba'alma. Kani. Only from Hefker. That's Imre Moshe's teretz. Val Karcha. I remasis and Achar Yush.
If our Mishnah will be talking about after Yish, now we're going to say why you can't talk about a case of Achar Yish by Yisrael. The Kvar Nafik Mirshus Abaylim, it's already gone out of the Rishus Abaylim with Yeyush Kehefker. Yikshe Kushis Tosis. Then Tosis' question applies. If it's Hefker, then you should be Kona. And you got to say that's talking about something that a guy lost. There you need a stronger kinyan to take it out of the akum. Then he talks about chacham echad, and Mirtz Hashem will probably get to chacham echad next week. But this is the imre. Hold on to this imre, Moshe. This is the Imre Moshe's Teretz. So we have three Teretz into the Kasha of Hapata. One Kasha is the Teretz of Tosis. One Teretz is the Teretz of Tosis. Where Tosis says that the guy did what? That the guy did... what? The guy did a Maisa. Comes along Yisrael, and Yisrael adds that the Maisa makes the Hapata stronger, but the Hapata is the Kinyan. But the Maisa made the Hapata stronger. The Ramban and the Nachlas David, where the Nachlas David proved Rashi and the Ramchlas David advanced the Ramban. That here we're talking about Habata of a Shomer. Habata plus Shomer. The two come together, work synergistically. In other words, what does that mean? Let me just give you a little bit of college education. Synergistically means the following. If you have two medications, if you give one medication, it doesn't have the desired result. You give another medication, itself it doesn't give the desired result. But two create a synergy and they work together. So the Nachlas David creates a synergy. Habata is different, and we're talking about Shomer. And the Shomer is Toreach combined with the Habata, that in such a case is going to create a Kinyan. In contrast to Re'ia Ba'alma, there it doesn't work. That's the Nachlas David. And maybe that's the Ramban. And Nachlas David showed us that the Ramban is just posh, that the Ramban's teretz is poshim shot in the Gemara over there. And then we have the third teretz of the Imre Moshe. Then the question is, what about these observations? I think we went up from 8 to 11 or 12 questions that it could be that it answers. If it's right. It probably is all wrong. But still, it's Amelus Pater. It's still Amelus Pater. It's a beautiful view. So I want you to be Amel Niz Rishonim. Before long, if you're going to take Lee's deal, can spend all weekend thinking about that. You won't be learning Gemara Rishonim anymore. All you'll be doing is thinking about Tam Svaris Talma, no pun intended. But first, we need to, that's why I didn't run with Lee's idea. That's why I want you to do the Tosis and you have the Tosis, Ramban, everything inside. First inside, everything clear inside. And then, once you see how the Imre Moshe thinks, and slowly that begins to bang into our heads after all the years of not thinking like the Imre Moshe, so then eventually we'll be able to think like a Ramban, to think like the Imre Moshe, then eventually maybe we'll be able to see how to think about these ideas. We went late.